Our first question comes from Ben Theurer, Barclays.
Good morning, and thank you very much for taking questions, and congrats on the very good results for the first quarter. First question is actually for Tim. Can you share an outlook on what you're seeing and what your expectation is for the coming two quarters, just given that those tend to be the strong quarters over summer? Obviously, you have a very tough comp to deal with on a year-over-year basis. We've seen some of the cutout come down a little bit recently, but sometimes the data we're seeing might not properly reflect what you're seeing. So any comments you have on what you're seeing in 2Q so far and what your expectation is over the next coming months, that would be much appreciated. Thanks, Tim.
Great, Ben. Well, what we see, to your point, comping against last year is not possible, given the impacts COVID has actually on last year and the year before. So we kind of look back at 2019 as a base year, and our expectations are we'll have very strong quarters, stronger, you know, in the second and third quarter than we had in 2019. Demand continues to be very good. Of course, we're watching the inflation trends and how that might affect consumer buying, but so far, we haven't seen any major impact from that. We are getting a late start to the normal run-up in the cutout due to the weather, cold and wet weather we've had here in the U.S. But all in all, we're still confident in our outlook.
Okay, perfect, Tim. Thank you very much. And then my next question is for Miguel. So I'll speak slowly so we can get the translation through. Miguel, in the Brazilian operation, well, the South American operation, we saw a significant improvement on a year-over-year basis, and particularly a re-acceleration in exports over to Asia, particularly China, Hong Kong. Now, can you give us the latest on what you're seeing on the export side, given the more strict lockdowns in China, and particularly over the last couple of weeks? And do you expect this to impact somehow second quarter exports, given all the backlog at the ports? Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for your question. What we see right now is a situation where the logistics was a reason for concern 10 days ago, but now it's going back to normal. The bottlenecks we saw at Chinese ports are beginning to disappear, and vessels are being unloaded without any problems. And that can be explained because Chinese ports are highly automated, so once operations go back to normal, products flow quite easily. In terms of the market, what we see is, if we compare the market to 2021, it's looking much more promising, because in the first quarter, 2021, there was low cattle supply, and that's not the case this year. There was an increase in slaughter supply in Brazil of 10%, and at Marfrig, that was 25% in the first quarter. Now, if we consider the fourth quarter of 2021, so that we compare that to 2022, the fourth quarter in 2021, Brazil didn't take part in the exports because it was delisted. We hope that won't happen in 2022. And the price of raw material was much more competitive for exporting packing houses such as ours, if you compare 2022 to 2021. So raw material prices are more competitive, we have more supply, and the export market, the exchange rate is very favorable towards the BRL. And in China, which is our main destination, and that's very, very positive, for Marfrig because we have the largest number of qualified plants to export to China from South America. The Chinese market has much higher prices now than the previous year. We're talking about $2,000 per ton comparing year on year and month on month. So it looks like we're going to have a great export year with lots of raw material at very reasonable prices.
Okay, perfect. And then last question, if I may, that one's actually then for Tang. So we go all through here. On the financing side and leverage, so net debt as of the first quarter, depending on how we want to express it, but it's been somewhat stable in dollars. I mean, obviously, because of BRL appreciation, it came down in BRL. But if we look forward and the need to consolidate Brazil Foods, any initial thoughts you can share in regards to where you think the leverage is going once you consolidate the higher levered BRF stake within your financials, and also given obviously the expectation of EBITDA over summer being less than last year, your leverage is likely to continue to go just slightly up given the tough comp base from last year. So how should we think of leverage over the coming quarters as we start seeing the consolidation? Thank you.
Okay. Leveraging, considering BRF's share in Marfrig, will only be considered as of the second quarter. So that's the first important point. The second point is, as in my answer about capital allocation, that's liability management and also reducing the service of the debt. So Marfrig's leveraging should not go up. It won't go up. Okay?
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Rob Dickerson, Jefferies.
Great, thanks so much. Tim, just a kind of broad question for you. I think you had said in response earlier to the question, that demand seems to be still very good, right? I mean, obviously pricing is to the roof to a certain extent. As we enter the grilling season, you start to think about maybe some competitive activity. There's a lot of conversation around elasticities and trade down risks throughout the entire food industry. Do you have kind of any feel or kind of guess, personally, as to what might happen if you just like look back in the prior periods that might not be exactly the same, but somewhat similar in terms of, price inflation, consumer strength, what have you? And I really just asked too, because obviously demand has been strong for, over 2 years and pricing continues to get stronger. So just trying to think about kind of what could happen if we get through the back half of the year and how you think about those puts and takes. Thanks.
Yeah, a great question. We are watching price trends on all food products and other products as consumer spending may change. However, what we do normally see on beef is a trade-off between different cuts. So in normal recessionary time periods, for example, we see consumers buying more of the less expensive beef cuts and walking away from the more expensive. But all in all, when you put it back together, the overall cutout value remains relatively stable even through that environment. We do not see very much trading away from beef to pork or poultry or, less expensive forms of protein. So, we're watching it, but we're not overly concerned that we're going to see a change in consumer demand for beef.
Okay, super. And then, maybe should excuse my ignorance before I ask this question, but I thought I'd ask you because it's always good to hear from you, Tim, again. It's just, you know, live cattle prices are down a little bit over the past few months. But obviously there's a lot going on, I assume, on the feed side. So maybe just kind of the, you know, brief explanation as to why you think those prices have moved down and kind of if you have any kind of perspective as to where you think they settle out, you know, as we get through the year. That's it. Thanks.
Well, live cattle actually since the first of the year have been relatively stable and have actually moved up a little bit. We would expect a normal seasonal decline from now until the summer months, and then probably back up again in the fourth quarter. The shorter supplies and the highest prices will be out there in Q4 from what we can see here. But all in all, the industry continues to run at full capacity, and there are still, at least through the first quarter, enough cattle for everybody to run it at full capacity. That will continue for at least another quarter, and then we'll see you know, fewer numbers as we go out into Q3 and particularly Q4.
Okay, super. Thank you so much. I'll pass it on.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to pose a question, please press star one. Excuse me, this concludes today's question and answer session. And this concludes Marfrig Global Foods SA conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation and have a nice day.